Hallelujah. Doesn't it feel great to be the first people to hear the good news on this Easter Sunday? Doesn't it feel great to be the first ones who get a reminder so that we don't forget, so that we remember? St. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection chapter, he says, don't you forget. If in this life only you've hoped in Jesus, you're of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who fall asleep. Jesus wakes them up. Death has been defeated. It's an enemy, but it's destroyed. And now it's just for us in Christ, buried with him in his death, raised with him in his resurrection. Death is just taking a nap and waking up to the praise of God. Remember? Remember how he told you? Don't forget. Don't forget. Throughout the season of Lent, we have been talking about celebrating faith practices. Paul says that faith practices resurrection. Faith practices resurrection in daily life. Faith exercises, faith prays without ceasing, faith keeps company with the Word of God, Jesus. Faith gives and lives generously. Faith bends the knee and serves others, even washing feet. Faith celebrates communion, the body and blood of Christ, koinonia, fellowship with the bride, his church. Faith puts on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Faith remembers, and faith shares the good news with others. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It's Easter, and we're Easter people. You remember? Or do you sometimes forget? I'm over 55, so I'm entitled to have a senior moment, one of those little lapses of memory. I appreciate it when the dentist or the doctor sends one of those little reminder calls about an appointment. I have, from time to time, when my wife and I have traveled, used one of those little pill boxes so that I don't forget to take my cholesterol pill. Or I can look in the box and say, whoops, I forgot. Or no, I don't need to take another one. I already took it today. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has memory ever failed you? Some things we can forget. Some things we need to retain, hold on to, not lose. Some people may be sharp as a tack. They may remember everything. But for me and for others, sometimes it just passes all too quickly. And I say, what was that? I know I'm supposed to remember something. I tied a string around my finger, but now all I remember is that I'm supposed to remember. But what is it that we forget? I had a friend of mine at Madonna Towers who has told me that in the next 10 to 15 years, all of the experts are saying that there's going to be an explosion of memory care units in nursing homes throughout our country. As people are living longer, dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. Remembering, that's an issue for us. And so in our gospel reading for tonight, did you hear what the angel said? Two men, we only find out later in Luke 24 that they're angels, dressed in dazzling apparel. They say, why are you looking for the living one among the dead ones? Don't you remember? Don't you remember what he told you when he was still with you in Galilee? How the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise. Did you forget? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Remember? It was a Good Friday, almost around 2,000 years ago, in a garbage dump, Golgotha. From noon until 3, there was darkness over the land. Remember? And those who passed by, as Jesus was exposed on the cross, beaten, humiliated, whipped, stripped, a sinner on each side, a criminal on each side of him, and his people walked by. They derided him, and they mocked him. And what did Jesus do?
Just wait, you're going to get yours.
No. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Mercy, grace, and forgiveness from the atoning sacrifice of God, our Lord Jesus. Remember? There was a criminal on each side, and the one rebuked him, saying, you're Messiah, aren't you? Save yourself and us too. And the other one said, shut up. My God, don't you know what you're doing? We're guilty as charged. We deserve this punishment. But this man is innocent. He's done nothing wrong. And then the repentant thief, he says, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. You remember what Jesus said to him? Today. Not in 3 days. Not in 2,000 years. Today. In death and resurrection. You will be with me in paradise. The abode of God. What we call heaven. Jesus, St. Luke says, breathed his last. He handed over his spirit to the Father. He surrendered it all. The curtain temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And he died. And the women were there looking on from a distance. And they saw where they took Jesus. They saw the tomb and they saw where they laid him. But it was the day of preparation for the Sabbath. And Sabbath was about to begin. And so they kept the commandment. They prepared some spices, and they rested on the Sabbath. But, Luke 24, verse 1, but, you always know that something important is coming when you hear the word but, don't you? But in the morning on the first day of the week, the first day of the week, Sunday, a work day, the women go to work. But God has transformed it into this new creation, the eighth day. When our baptismal stand was made, Leroy put it with eight sides. We're people of the eighth day. That's what Sunday is for us. A work day in the sense that we need to remember and share the good news. Baptized into his death and resurrection, we are in Christ a new creation. The old has passed away. All things are new. Remember? The women go to the tomb. They expect the dead. The stone is rolled away. They go inside. The body is gone. There are two men, later identified as angels. They're in dazzling apparel, and they give the women a reprimand, a subtle one, not a deep, heavy one, but a reprimand nevertheless. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Oofta, huh? I mean, who would do that? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Now, what happens when you do remember? The women remember, right? Do you just keep it to yourself? Do you just sit on it? If we remember, then we must go and tell. The good news must be shared. We practice resurrection in daily life. And so once they remember that it was necessary, that's must. D-E-I, day, in Luke and in Acts, that means it's a divine necessity. This is God's plan, don't you know? Redemption and salvation, repentance and the forgiveness of sins. And they go immediately because they remember. They go and tell the 11 and the others the good news. And when the others hear, it's just pure nonsense, an idle tale. They don't believe. Now, books like The Da Vinci Code and Dan Brown, you know, they assume that this is all a hoax, right? Well, guess what? The testimony of women in the first century was not admissible in court. If someone was going to make a hoax, if they were going to make up the resurrection of Jesus, you most certainly would not have had women be the ones to tell the good news. This is the surest evidence we have that the resurrection is true. Or in the words of Paul, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who fall asleep. Don't you know? Don't you remember? And if you do, go and tell. They may not believe. But Peter, he went out to the tomb to investigate. And he was amazed. We know that as Luke 24 continues throughout the day, there will be two travelers on the road to Emmaus, Cleopas and his friend. And Jesus, unrecognized, will walk with them. And you'll say, why are you guys so gloom and doom? They'll say, don't you know what's happened? Well, what's happened? Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in word and deed. We had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel, but they crucified him. And to make matters worse, some women amazed us this morning. They had a vision of angels, if you can believe that. And Jesus says to them, as he walks with them so tenderly, oh, foolish men, slow of heart to believe all that was written in the word of Scripture. Don't you know that it was necessary for the Christ to be crucified and to enter into his glory? And Jesus opened up the Scriptures to them. And their heart was burning. They got to Emmaus, 7 miles downhill from Jerusalem. And in Emmaus, they provided hospitality. Stranger, they said, you need to stay with us. It's getting late, it's dark out, stay with us. And Jesus, the guest, sits at the table and he becomes the host. And suddenly their eyes are opened in the breaking of the bread. And they remember. Didn't our hearts burn on the road? And immediately, in the dark, 7 miles uphill, they travel to Jerusalem to share the good news. Because when you remember, you practice resurrection, and you share the good news with others. And when they get to the upper room in Jerusalem, their news is already old news. Oh, Jesus has already appeared to Peter. And while they're talking about the resurrection, guess who shows up in their midst? Jesus, got anything to eat? He says, peace be with you. And he says, it's necessary. It's a must, an Easter must. You're my witnesses. And you need to take the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins in my name, Jesus says, to all the nations. Clothed with the power from on high, witnesses to all people. It's an Easter must. It's a necessity. That's what we do. So why is it that we forget? An elderly couple in their 80s were finding themselves forgetting. They thought maybe there was something physically wrong, and so they went to the doctor. Same doctor, same appointment. The doctor gave them both physicals and said, there's nothing physically wrong. But here's what I would suggest. Start writing things down. That'll help. They went home. Later that evening, they were watching TV. The husband gets up, starts to walk out of the room, and the wife says, so where are you going? I'm going to the kitchen, he said. She said, well, as long as you're going to the kitchen, get me a bowl of ice cream, please. And he says, okay. He starts to walk, and she said, no. Remember what the doctor said? Write it down so you don't forget. He said, I'm not going to forget. You want a bowl of ice cream? She said, but I want you to put some strawberries on it. Write it down so you don't forget. He said, I'm not going to forget. A bowl of ice cream with strawberries on it. She said, and then we got some of that whipped cream. Put some whipped cream on the top of those strawberries, please. He said, okay, write it down so you don't forget. I'm not going to forget. A bowl of ice cream, strawberries with whipped cream. So he's gone. And about 20 minutes later, he shows up. Bacon and eggs he gives to his wife. She said, I knew you were going to make a mess of this. Where's my toast? Oh, my goodness. Why is it that we have such a hard time remembering and connecting the dots and knowing that if we write it down, it is written, Jesus said. Right? It's in the scripture. It's in the word. But if we don't practice those marks of discipleship, if we don't worship, if we don't pray, if we don't read scripture, no wonder, huh? No wonder we don't remember. Because the world is going to take memory sticks of its own and going to plug it into us with all kinds of other useless data, my friends, if we don't practice the resurrection in daily life. Because if you remember, then you want to share the good news. You can't keep it to yourself. I was reading this morning, Billy Graham is 97 years old. I mean, just an amazing history of how God has used him as a servant of the gospel. His wife, Ruth, died in 2007 at the age of 87. Just a wonderful marriage that they had, a wonderful ministry partnership. Ruth Bell Graham, she was the daughter of Presbyterian missionaries in China, thought that she would never get married. She was going to devote her whole life to Jesus and the gospel. And then God had a different plan. It is necessary, right? An Easter must. And they get married. Billy Graham, in the year 2000, he was asked to come to his hometown, Charlotte, North Carolina. They wanted to honor him at a luncheon. And so he went. And he spoke and shared a few words, a familiar story. You've heard it. Albert Einstein, traveling by train from Princeton to New York, couldn't find his ticket. The conductor comes to punch it, and he's looking all over in his briefcase and stuff. He can't find his ticket. And the conductor says, you don't have to worry. I know who you are, Dr. Einstein. I know. So the conductor walks on, and he's punching some more tickets, and Billy Graham is telling this story, and eventually the conductor notices that Dr. Einstein is still looking for his ticket. So the conductor goes back, and he says, Dr. Einstein, I told you, I know who you are. You don't have to worry about your ticket. And you know what Dr. Einstein said? He said, I know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. Billy Graham at the luncheon then said, you see the new threads I got on? My wife, my kids, they said I needed to spruce up my fashion, get something new. I had a threadbare suit. So they said, you need to get some new clothes. So I decided that I would get a new suit for this luncheon, Billy Graham said. And for one other occasion, this will be the suit that I'm buried in. But when you hear that I've died, I don't want you thinking about the suit. I want you to know
I know who I am, and I know where I'm going. Do you remember? Do you remember who you are and where you're going? Don't you remember how he told you? John chapter 6. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise them up on the last day. Remember? Don't you remember what I told you? Jesus in John chapter 10 says, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. I know my own know me. And no one can snatch a lamb out of my hand. No one. Don't you remember how he told you? John chapter 11, Mary and Martha, Lazarus is in the tomb for four stinking days. Don't you remember? He says to Martha and Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Don't you remember? He told you. John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. No one comes to the Father but by me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it weren't so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And when it's prepared, I'll come and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Remember? Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee that it was necessary that the Son of Man be delivered into the hands of sinners? And be crucified, and on the third day rise from the dead. And the women remembered. And Easter must, practicing the resurrection. If memory serves you well, then you will go and tell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.